Listening Library presents The Careful Undressing of Love by Corey Ann Haidu. Read for you by Julia Whalen. I give you an onion. It is a moon wrapped in brown paper. It promises light, like the careful undressing of love. Carol Ann Duffy, Valentine. Prologue. When the minute of silence hits, I have a glass vase in my hands and I almost drop it. We have been doing it for years, at 10, 11, every Tuesday morning, but it takes me by surprise sometimes, still. We pause, the dozen of us who woke up early to finish our Christmas shopping. We lower our heads, we purse our lips, we try to still our muscles and bones and heads and hearts. I manage not to drop the vase. Mom, next to me, hangs on to the handle of a delicate teacup, her thumb and middle finger pressed together and lifting the thing to her lips like she might take a sip. The weekly minute of silence has an absurdity to it if you raise your head and peek at the paused world. The cashier is sneaking a look at his phone. The man in the ugly brown suit was lifting a bowl over his head to check the price, and he's stuck there. He's sweating. On the street, a mother is trying to keep her toddler still. I wonder at what age she'll explain what this is all about. Someone's phone beeps. Someone in the stop traffic on Fifth Avenue must sigh and inwardly rage at the interruption. They have places to go. The memory is inconvenient. Traffic lights switch from red to green and back again. I look back at Mom and the teacup. It's white with a gold rim and pink flowers.